Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll the rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every go. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses. I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. Stop. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why. Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll the rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the bad guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am?
desire. Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe, niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango, I'll be hover playing low.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going? Yes. We have a special guest for you. She's repping the Northeast. Make the splash on all indies circus near you. Give it up for Tequila Rose.
Oh, yes, yes. Hi, how you guys doing? But it's no longer Tequila Rose. It's now the Makeup Queen, Rosalie.
That's what's up.
How you guys doing?
Doesn't mean I don't have to drink no tequila anymore, right?
No, people still call me Tequila. It's perfectly fine. I was so long with it that... Yeah.
Right.
Everyone could just continue calling me Tequila. Perfectly fine. Everyone loves the name.
That's what's up. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was. I was always a fan of WWF, the Attitude Era. That's the era I grew up in. So just becoming a wrestler was only natural for me. It's awesome.
Yes. Yes, the era, the Attitude Era that everyone was on there, everyone was watching. It was amazing, basically.
It was. It pushed the limit to a lot of things on television. Now, not so much. Now it's a little PG for me, but the Attitude Era, if they bring it back, a lot of walls will be broken down again.
Yes, it will. Yes. And also, who did you idolize growing up in the wrestling business?
I idolized, believe it or not, it was Shawn Michaels, Sensational Sherry, and it was also Trish Stratus and Lita. I loved Lita. I can't do the high-flying stuff, but Lita was definitely up there on my list. But Shawn Michaels, definitely. I adored Shawn Michaels.
Awesome. What got you interested in into pro wrestling, going to train?
Well, I was always a fan growing up, and, you know, when I was five, my mom took us to a live show at the what's called now the XL Center in Hartford. And one thing I always said to her, I was like, I'm going to be a pro wrestler. I am. I'm going to be a pro wrestler. Fast forward to 2014, I started training at a school in Connecticut, and the first day I got into the ring, I just couldn't get enough of it. So here I am almost 4 years later, you know, kicking butt, taking names, traveling, doing exactly what I like to do, and I have so much fun with it. So I'm very grateful, very, very grateful.
Yes. What's your memories of your debut, your first match ever?
Oh, my God. My first match ever was horrible. I was in a mixed tag match for RPW in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And it was definitely, you can tell it was definitely my first match. I was so nervous. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know what music I was going to come out to. I was even telling my tag team partner at the time, I was like, dude, I don't know if I could do this. Like, I'm so nervous. Like, I'm literally shaking. I don't know if I can physically go out there. So they ended up playing Bang Bang by Jesse J. And so as soon as, like, he pushed me through the curtain, as soon as I went through the curtain, my nerves were completely gone. It was like I was meant to, like, strap myself and, like, hop into the ring. But match-wise, I look back at it now, and I'm just like, dude, that was horrible. But, you know, I guess you have to go through those horrible matches to get, like, one good match, you know. But, I mean, that's what you expect out of your first match, is it for it to actually be horrible so you can learn from it and grow and, you know, conquer whatever else comes next to you.
Awesome. Were you, did you have an athletic background before pro wrestling?
No, absolutely not. Being completely honest, no. I think the only thing that I did when I first started pro wrestling was I was definitely working out a lot more, and which I really don't do that much now, which I should. I'm getting back into it, I am. But in high school, I also played volleyball, and then they took that away, so then I stopped. But athletic, no, no, no. I think wrestling for me just came out natural. It was more like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. You know, how hard is it to take a bump? You know, and lo and behold, it was actually harder than I thought. But, you know, I genuinely just love wrestling. I just had a passion for it. The way I look at wrestling, you know, it's like a light bulb goes off and, you know, then I want to do it, you know. And for me, it was just more like, if I want it, then I got to go for it.
Right. What's your memories of working with Allison Jade also?
Actually, Allison Jade and I are actually friends outside of the wrestling. She's genuinely, like, one of probably the nicest people I've met in the wrestling world. So, you know, anytime I see her, you know, we try to catch up and we try to, like, you know, talk about, you know, each other's lives, like her daughter and all that good stuff. But we're actually really good friends outside of the wrestling. And, you know, anytime we have a match or, you know, there's, like, some things I would change. But, you know, I haven't wrestled her in a while. So I'm curious to see if she, you know, if we can improve our matches from the past. Definitely would love to.
Awesome. What's your memories of working with Christina Marie?
I actually like Christina. She's awesome. She's a lot stronger than anyone would think getting in the ring with her. She's one person you actually have to bring it to because she's going to bring it to you at 100, which is perfectly fine and cool because she, you know, she has power lifter, so it's only natural for her. But I love wrestling Christine. I feel like she has come such a long way since I wrestled her the first time, and I feel like anytime we've wrestled each other, it has improved, and, you know, we've built on it. So, you know, and I see her doing big things, so I'm very, very proud of her. I see, you know, I see all the stuff that she does, and she keeps busy with her power lifting and wrestling, and, you know, kudos to her. I can't wait to get in the ring with her again, though. She's always fun to wrestle.
Right. What kind of music do you listen to mostly when you, if you're in the gym or if you're preparing for any, I mean, anything, even for, even... the hangout or something, et cetera.
I have, like, a huge variety of different musics I listen to. Like, in my downtime, I listen to a lot of country music, believe it or not. I'm more into the 90s era of music, so anything with, like, Ja Rule or, like, Destiny's Child or Mariah Carey or, like, Christina Aguilera. It's a whole mixture of, like, crazy things, you know. When I work out, I actually like to listen to house music. So I do differentiate on that. Like I can listen to Dev, I can listen to Afrojack, all that stuff, because it just really gets me pumping, especially if I'm going to do, like, cardio day. Or I'll listen to, like, Demi Lovato as I'm working out, too, and then I'll start singing along to it and realize people are staring at me. But besides that, that's pretty much it. I really don't listen to rap music unless, like, I'm in the car with, you know, my boyfriend and his manager. So, you know, then I'm forced to listen to rap music. Not really my thing, but that's really, you know, all that I listen to.
Right. And I noticed you had another awesome match with Candy Cartwright also.
I did. It was the first time her and I, you know, I've seen her wrestle before. For one of my first indie shows, I've seen her wrestle. And I didn't see her since after that. I think my first indie show I actually went to was when I started training. And it was in 2014 I seen her for the first time. And then after that, I don't really watch indie wrestling. So I completely, you know, sometimes you forget, you know, who people are until you meet them again. So when I seen her again, I seen her face. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen one of her matches before. So it was like the first time we teamed up. And unfortunately, I didn't win. And I lost my Center Ring Divas Championship title. But... you know, I'm going to get it back, so it is what it is. I'll get the title back.
Right. Center Stage is another good promotion also. And that was a big highlight moment for you winning the Divas title.
Yeah. I won the Center Ring Divas title. I think it was a four-way battle royal. So it was myself, Allison Jade, Samantha, and Skylar. And I took out Skylar. Allison took out Samantha, and I took out Allison. But it was a little overwhelming. I was not expecting to win just because PAPW is run by Paul Roma and run by Mario Mancini. And I was not expecting to win at all. And the Center Ring Divas title belongs to Center Ring, which is a, you know, internet podcast and run by Fogman. And I was not expecting to win. I thought Allison Jade was actually going to win. And, you know, I took her out, so I won. And I became the longest reigning Center Ring Divas champion. And I defended it numerous of times to say that. So, you know, it was unfortunate that I lost. And, you know, I was so sad because I carried that belt everywhere with me. So I was very sad to lose.
Also, you worked with the hardcore anime Lufisco also. How was that?
I did. I wrestled Lufisco. I think it was my second year in. I was still really, really green. And I actually wrestled her in one of the toughest matches you can ever wrestle in is a triple threat match. And, needless to say, Lufisto's chops are tremendous. I've never experienced something like that in my life. And I went in there knowing about her chops. But, you know, people telling you and you experiencing it are two different things. And I think who we wrestled with that was La Diva from out of New York. Such a nice girl, though. And, that match, I watched it actually the other day, and I was laughed at myself because I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing? But, no, Lufisto was very nice. You did give me a lot of good feedback, and, you know, it's something that I still do to this day, and I carried with it, you know, among the next 2 years after that. So, you know, just trying to pick her brain and, you know, someone in her caliber and trying to pick her brain, because not a lot of women want to wrestle. So, you know, having someone who's kind of like a veteran in like the indie world, and she's traveled so much and traveled all over the world. So having to pick her brain was definitely an honor for me, and trying to learn from someone like that is, you know, that one that I definitely wanted to take for granted.
Yes, what do you call your finisher?
Right now what I use is the backwards STO. I actually got it from Captain America too. So I haven't really like developed a name for it. So, you know, it's really, you know, hard to like call it something that's mine if it's not really mine. Got it from Black Widow, so I guess we could call it Black Widow.
Yeah. Might as well, yeah.
Mm. Right, like if you get it from Captain America, you kind of have to call it Black Widow at that point because she did it towards the end.
Mm. And do you have a chance to watch the current Raw product and Impact Wrestling and Women of Honor?
I think the last thing we watched today, as soon as we got home, was Raw. We're trying to catch up. We've been so busy, we haven't had a chance. But with WrestleMania coming up, we really wanted to catch up on Raw and SmackDown. So I did watch Raw. I did see Ronda Rousey beat, Absolution. I do not watch TNA. Not that I don't want to. I really don't know when it's on. But I do see clips every now and then of Women's of Honor. I did see the match with Brandy and I don't want to bash her name, Dashwood.
Yes.
I did see their match on Facebook Live. So I did like that match. It was pretty good. And then we watched, like I said, we watched Raw today, which was pretty interesting, seeing John Cena try to call out The Undertaker. Slowly hoping that The Undertaker was going to come out with, like, lightning and everything, but nothing happened.
Right. Well, we could be seeing a throwback of American Badass.
I kind of hope so. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of coming to the end of, like, you know, hopefully not because, you know, that's my childhood. But, like, we're coming to, like, the end of his career. If we have, like, the Badass Undertaker come back with the motorcycle and, like, the bandana, I don't know. I think I will mark out finally at one point. I would.
Right.
I would like to see something like that. And then John Cena come back
right.
as Dr. Thugonomics. That'll be actually pretty interesting.
Right. Definitely a change, at least. But I'd rather see him as the big evil biker taker, basically. The badass even hanging, guys like Hogan to the motorcycle and stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We still have 1 week to see The Undertaker come back. We still have 1 week.
Right.
See if he, like, surprises John Cena after John Cena's been talking all this smack. Before WrestleMania, he has to make an appearance before WrestleMania. He has to.
Right. Yeah, he definitely a face down, basically, or maybe throw a lightning ball.
Yeah. We were even talking about, like, who would be, like, the bad guy out of this whole thing. Would it be The Undertaker because he gets so many cheers when he comes out, or would it be, like, John Cena because he's getting so many boos, but, you know, he really doesn't know how to be the bad guy. So you can only imagine how they're going to put this match together. But I think, if they actually do wrestle each other for WrestleMania, I think it's going to be, like, very slow, very old school, very, like, you know, let's take this to, like, the next level, you know, of old school and, you know, finish it up. And probably this will be Undertaker's last WrestleMania.
Right. Even though they say that every year he keeps coming back.
I know. I think he should have been done after he lost to Brock Lesnar, to be honest with you, because he's getting so, you know, he's getting up there in age and, you know, you can't keep doing this. You know, you can't keep wrestling. But I think he should have been done after Brock Lesnar. But he wanted to, you know, if he keeps wanting to come back and his heart is still in it, why not? Ric Flair is still rocking sometimes. He still gets in the ring and takes bumps, you know, so maybe Undertaker is going to be like that.
Right. We could see we could see him at any type of age once a year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that is true. He does look like he's in great shape, though. He does.
Right.
But, you know, being in shape and being in, like, in ring shape are two different things.
Right. And definitely for a big guy like his size, he wasn't really doing that much bumps. I think once the Attitude Era, he was basically taking dives out of the ring and everything, basically. He was basically working his ass off with Mick Foley and everything. And that's when those the more injuries start occurring and stuff.
Yeah, I think because, you know, Attitude Era really wanted to bring it to the next level. They really wanted, you know, the Hell in a Cell match. They wanted, like, the actual steel cage matches, you know. So bringing it to that next level, you know, throwing Mankind off the Hell in a Cell, you know, it became so prominent that people wanted to, you know, repeat it in different occasions. But Undertaker, you know, when it comes to a big man like that, there should be always a reason why you take a bump. Why would you, you know, it would have to make sense. You know, you can't just, you know, bump for someone smaller than Mankind just because he's Mankind. You know, it has to make sense on, you know, why am I taking the bump? You know, why am I going to, you know, put myself there? You know, everything in wrestling has to make sense and, you know, in some kind of, like, form. There's always a reason behind every, you know, it can't just be, like, move, because then it won't mean something.
Right. Yeah, he started wrestling the smaller guys. It was more of the bigger guys also before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Like, they were feeding Nia Jax, like, the, you know, the smaller girls. You know, girls that, you know, on Raw that you really typically don't see. So they would give her the smaller girls just, like, build her up a little bit. You know, build her up a little bit more. So the crowd kind of got a feel for her. So, you know, you could show her dominance. You can show, you know, that she could work and that, you know, she can overpower other women.
Right.
It builds a character and it builds, you know, a reasoning to why.
Right. And I noticed they got away from the women that basically had the implants and the Barbie doll look, like the Kelly Kelly. So they went back to, they got the women that actually came in there for wrestling or fitness also.
Yeah.
Models, yeah. I think that
this
was the best choice. Right.
This is definitely a time to be a woman's wrestler. It truly is, because now it's not only like about looks and how you look, you know, the way you should look. It's really about just knowing how to work and knowing how to build matches and having that experience. And, you know, right now we're so lucky because women's wrestling is becoming so prominent. Everyone is, you know, wanting to watch women's wrestling, you know, it's becoming the on-demand thing. We're main eventing, you know, pay-per-views. So right now is really the perfect time to be a women's wrestler. There's so many all-women indie shows out there. I just came from one, and, you know, there's so many, you know, now I see a lot of girls, you know, trying to wrestle. You know, and I meet so many different people all the time, and it's so awesome that it's not all about looks anymore. Like, you know, you don't have to be, you know, half naked to wrestle. You could be covered up in a one piece like Natalya and still showcase that you could work and you could wrestle and it still be, you know, one of those things that people want to see.
All right. Definitely, yes. And they letting them have more control on, you know, on risk taking and everything. They Charlotte Flair, she basically putting on you know, the same amount of work right as the guys now.
Yeah, she did the first Hell in a Cell match, and the girls get the street fight match. Charlotte's by far right now one of my favorites. Women's wrestler, you know, woman wrestler in WWE right now, you know, because you push it to the limit and her athleticism, you know, her, you know, the way she presents herself, whether she's like the good girl, the, you know, the bad girl, and, you know, the way she's able to push the limit. So I'm very, very curious on how her and Asuka are going to be for WrestleMania. I think it's going to be a great match. I think they're really going to bring it to each other. Charlotte's been on, like, the Hell in a Cell, and, you know, she's been in all these matches, you know, that push the limit. So she kind of helped, you know, the Women's Revolution push it to the next level. She main evented pay-per-views and main event, like, SmackDown and Raw. So I'm kind of curious on how her and Oscar are going to do on WrestleMania. I am.
Definitely. And even more, also, women. Preliminary women's also on Raw, also taking squash matches, and also they getting their fame also into it also.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
Right. Very true. You know, have them, right, even to cut that short interview, one of the women right there, and she was taking on Asuka, and Asuka, she did very good for Asuka, basically took the right bumps, and even though it was like for several seconds, but she basically put Asuka over basically for WrestleMania.
Mhm. Very true, but it happens a lot often than you think. It does. Some girls are brought to NXT just for that reason, to build that person, to build that character, and They take the great bombs, and then, you know, and make the other person look good. It's just, you know, technically your job, but, you know, just to build the character that WWE wants at that time.
Right. And I noticed that Triple H, basically, he was trying to fight hard for all-women show for the network, like 205 Live, but... It didn't happen, I guess. You know, the powers that be didn't agree with it, like Vince.
Yeah. Because, you know, 205 Live was, like, so big when it first came out, and then it kind of, like, dropped so much.
Right.
You know, and May Classic was such on a high, such a shame that if they would have continued doing something like the May Young Classic, that if it would have dropped so much like the 205 Live dropped. Because right now we don't see 205
right.
Live matches anymore.
Right.
You know,
You
can't kill something growing.
Right. And I think it was also because people didn't watch it on the network that much, and it wasn't correctly built also, and you had all this talent that basically – they can be in a heavyweight division, basically.
Right. You're absolutely right. I didn't watch 205 Live. I think we probably watched the very first episode, and that was pretty much it. So I can definitely attest to that. I didn't go to WWE Network to actually watch it. You know, you see it, like, on Instagram, like, who continues, like, the next level. The Mae Young Classics,
right,
I did watch. But 205 Live for me wasn't really my thing, so unfortunately I didn't watch the whole thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the women basically it was more presented very well, the May Young tournament basically, and it was more interested, everything, even the commentating and everything, and they can have this thing like on the main roster be booked like an NXT show, it would work if it was Triple H's decision basically over Vince McMahon and stuff. If Vince McMahon's not involved with it, it's
right,
more different. Yeah.
Right. And Triple H kind of built the NXT era too, so it's kind of giving, like, you know, the indie guys a chance and the indie girls a chance to, like, come in and, like, present what they have. And, you know, and I think that's what's so good about wrestling, is that you're getting these guys who have, you know, and the girls that have so much experience, and then you get to see them on actual TV. Like, I've seen some girls on Mae Young Classics that I've met before, and then you've seen some girls from Mae Young Classics that I haven't met before and I became, you know, fans of, just as well as, like, NXT. Something Triple H built, because, you know, he wants to, you know, build a women's revolution, wants to build, you know, more guys, you know, that are out there that unfortunately people don't get to see as often.
Right. There's just so many talent up at the Performance Center in NXT, and it's been overcrowded that I was shocked they let go a couple of women's talent and one trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was still shocked about Kimberly being released, and I forgot the former Rosie Lava also.
Yeah, Yeah, I actually just read about Kimberly on Twitter. She's going to be at Beyond. So I was very, very surprised. I didn't think they were going to release her because I haven't really watched NXT recent, but I didn't think that she was on the NXT TV as much as, you know, people wanted to see her as, like, we've seen her on Mae Young Classics. Big, big fan of Kimberly, I am. And I was kind of sad. I'm like, dude, you know, she's actually, you know, really good. So I would, you know, you would have thought she would have been on, like, NXT a little bit more and Mae Young Classics to continue and to win. But unfortunately, it was not the case.
Right. And she basically definitely a good worker, even with Shakara, also the Grand Slam champion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was just so shocked because she's been the alumni of this show also, and I was really hoping for her to get on the main roster as soon.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was surprised that she didn't, honestly. With all the girls coming up from NXT, I would have thought she would have been the one to probably come up to him.
Right. And I think the combination of the roster is like 200 talent signs with WWE.
I believe it. I definitely do. I think they're overflowed. They're a little overflowed, but, you know, you got to give people a chance, especially if they're good, you know, and kind of mold them into whatever you want them to be. And then if they can't hack it, then I think that's when they start letting it go. But, WWE does, you know, from what I've heard, they do give you good chances and, you know, kind of want to mold you into the character that they want you to be. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, we know that are in their contracts, hopefully, that we hopefully see on TV on NXT. But, you know, we just have to wait and see what they're going to do. Hopefully it is something good soon.
Definitely, hopefully. Even with Impact Wrestling, they have a new women's talent roster also.
Mm-hmm.
With new faces, yes, and it seems like it's going to be more opportunities since they have a partnership with the Women's Rise company also.
Yeah, I did read about that. We'll see how they do too. Kind of intrigued now. I should start watching some Impact Wrestling. I should.
Yes. It's like the former Sherry Bomb is definitely a good character in Impact, and also she having the Knockouts title. And Gail Kim now has she's also a women's road agent now at Impact Wrestling, helping the women out now.
Yeah, Gail Kim was always a good wrestler. I liked her too growing up. I think she's always a good wrestler, always.
Yes, I still say to this day, her and Awesome Kong tore the house down for the Impact main events.
Yeah. I would love to see actually Gail Kim come back to WWE one time. At least one more time.
Yeah. Right.
At least it's like someone like Mickey James and like really bring it to that next level, because now, you know, they don't get, you know, 2-minute matches, and now they get like, you know, 5 to 6 or like a 15-minute match, you know, to see how they escalate it and
right.
See how old school they do it. You know, I'll be really intrigued to see, you know, Mickey
right.
James and
yeah, definitely Mickey James and a Gail Kim, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely love to see them wrestle again.
Right. I still just remember that that even though they left on bad terms, the Gail Kims, the Melinas, and the Victorias during that era also, and this was about 5 years ago, basically. And it seemed like they left simultaneously, Gail Kim and Melina, because I think it was some type of women's battle royal elimination match.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like that I think Melina broke character. I think that she left and Gail Kim was basically depressed how the direction was going with the I think that she wasn't down with the Divas division enough, something like that.
Yeah.
And she that's when she started going back to Impact and she asked for her release. Even Melina also. And even I think Victoria left. I think she left because she got tired of the storylines of the women and stuff. And I still remember that she wanted a retirement. They thought she was actually retiring, but she really wanted out of the company to go to Impact Wrestling.
Right.
And I think that's
it's
how
so
she burned the bridge right there.
Right.
Yeah.
So sad, women are, especially those women, Victoria and Gail Kim and Melina, they were so good. You know what I mean? And if they were to ever bring them back now, I think it'll change the whole different ballgame. Like the way they brought Mickie James back, changed the whole ballgame. And, it kind of pushes, the other girls that are in WWE now to be in the ring with a veteran like that. It brings it to the next level. It's kind of like passing the torch of the women's wrestling, you know what I mean? You have these women who kind of fought at that era where women's wrestling wasn't as prominent as it is now. And then to come back when it is, on such a high, and then teach these, younger girls, that's what I always look for. I always look for a veteran girl to kind of like show me the way and so I can pick their brain and so I can like bring it to the next level. So if they would ever bring them back to face the newer girls, I think it'll be awesome. It's just me being a fan of wrestling, especially Victoria. Victoria has one of the best movesets that I've ever seen, and I always watch her matches. I'm always a big fan of Victoria. I think she's beautiful, and she has such a good moveset that, she was always such a badass. She was.
Right. Definitely also her character was definitely a good character also.
Absolutely.
And I was really I really liked it, that moment of the Women's Royal Rumble of Trish Stratus and Mickie James also rekindling that feud also.
Yeah. The Women's Royal Rumble was awesome. It was everything I thought it was going to be, and I'm glad it was. I'm glad it stood to the expectation. There were some people that I thought they should have really brought back. I thought they should have brought back Victoria. I thought they, there was a lot of people that were missing, and like Jazz was missing, Victoria was missing, so the
right.
girls that I really were prominent in the Attitude Era, and it was
Even
kind of
awesome.
Sad, but I'm happy
right.
the way it turned out.
Right. And I think I wonder, is it because they didn't have enough spots? And it was I still say that Vicky Guerrero was a last minute decision because of Alicia Fox's injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was saying that they still could have called got someone from the NXT roster to come up also, or even someone from the past, like a like you say, Gail Kim or Victoria.
Yeah, or Jazz. Like Jazz would have been a good one too,
right.
to bring back.
Right.
Someone that would that we could remember at the Attitude Era. You know, like
right.
people that we've seen, like a Ivory, like a, you know, like a Jazz,
right.
like a Victoria, you know, those people, like those people I remember in the Attitude Era.
Right. And I think it would have worked with Jazz and Beth Phoenix right there, and they could have had a thing with Strength. They threw up like maybe three or four women also, and they battled for like 5 to 10 minutes in the Rumble.
Yeah. Very true. But it did come out very good. It did. There were some people I didn't expect to come back, and there's some people that I did. I knew Trish Stratus
right.
was going to be the last one because I was going to get the biggest, you know, crowd reaction. But
right.
I think overall, it definitely came out the way I thought.
Right. And the Bellas basically, the way they did a heel turn, basically, at the end of the Royal Rumble also, they went against
yeah.
one another.
Yeah. Yeah, but you would expect that, you know, every woman for themselves. I would have done the same thing.
Right. And, you know, I'm saying it, I was surprised there wasn't no Cena or Mr. Daniel Bryan chance.
Yeah, you can't help it with the yes chance. It's just so catchy sometimes.
Right. Which it still is, yeah. Basically, that was the biggest news story of Daniel Bryan cleared to wrestle.
I know. One seems to wonder if he's going to show up at WrestleMania for a match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be definitely with Owens and Sami Zayn, because it's like it's getting a lot of steam on the social media with them using their Ring of Honor names to play along with the angle that they actually somehow got fired and stuff, and they're using their Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, and Sami Zayn, El Generico.
Yeah. And especially
and
with Shane.
Right. Yeah, right. And now I keep hearing Shane has the same, some type of affection that Brock Lesnar had when he was in UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he went on a trip to. You can go right ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, it might be, you know, it might be that Daniel Bryan will fill in for Shane McMahon. People are going to want
right.
to see it. They are. They built the storyline so well that now Shane might not be making it to WrestleMania, and then Daniel Bryan comes in. It'll be even, like, a bigger crowd reaction. So you get more ratings,
right.
more views. You know what I mean? It kind of just entails
right.
all together.
Right. And I was just thinking that since all these rumors of Hulk, they talking to Hogan again, that will he be the surprise partner of Daniel Bryan or something, or the next GM of SmackDown?
Or maybe Raw. Because Kurt Angle's
right.
wrestling. Is Kurt Angle going to continue after, you know, WrestleMania, after this match with Ronda Rousey?
Right.
So we just have to wait and see who's going to... I think they're going to switch up GMs anyway. They need
right.
a little shake-up.
I think so, yeah. But I still have that feeling that they might use Hogan as a... the take bumps also.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just thinking of the Bronx. It's so many ideas for WrestleMania for these tag matches.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a open as a surprise also. And that's what wrestling is missing right now. They're even missing that those surprises, those last that. That anything can happen at the instead of projected match outcomes. Like, I want to see the surprise outcomes.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, wrestling, you know, and it's hard to, after you become a wrestler, it's very hard to watch wrestling. Because then you can already predict on what's going to happen, you know. So I'm curious, because I was very curious for Royal Rumble, and the people who I thought were going to win Royal Rumble absolutely won, so it became a little predictable after a while. But, you know, there's some matches at WrestleMania where I'm, you know, I'm very intrigued and I'm very curious to see how they, you know, put the matches together, you know, how the outcome is going to be, how the crowd reaction is going to, you know, is going to be, you know, who's going to show up to WrestleMania. Because there's always someone different that shows up to WrestleMania. It's like, you know, the Super Bowl of wrestling, you know. And someone always shows up to come and play. So I'm very curious and intrigued to see who.
Right. Definitely. And it's like, if WrestleMania is like the longest pay-per-view now. They went up to 5 hours last year. I wonder what it'd be 6 this year.
Oh, I hope not. I can't sit down that long to watch WrestleMania. I can't.
Right.
I think my brain mentally tunes out after 4 hours. After 4 hours,
right,
my brain just completely tones out.
Right. And I think this year they're going to have more spots for the women's battle royal also.
Yeah. I just wonder if they're going to bring more girls up from, like, NXT.
I think they should. What's that tag team from Australia? I forgot those two ones also. They supposed to be the next, like, the beautiful team. I forgot their name. I don't know. Cassie and Billy Kay, I think so, yeah. I think they should
there. Yeah, I thought they were going to come in for the Women's Royal Rumble, but then that never happened.
Right. Well, could we see Shayna? I think it would work if Shayna Baszler being there also as the last four women.
Yeah, it could. Definitely could.
They probably, I wonder when they finally call up, have Melina as a surprise.
Mm-hmm. We would just have to wait and see, I guess. They keep us in suspense.
Right. And, who else? I was just thinking of Medusa. That's right. Medusa Michelli. Will she be a surprise in the Rumble? I mean, the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. You know, there's a lot of surprises WWE does, and then when their music plays and you don't know who they are, you're like, oh, who's this? And then you're like, oh, you know, they actually brought them back. Like, that's cool. Or brought them in and brought them up, you know. And then you get excited. You're like, oh, somebody new, thank God.
Right. Well, I think it's going to be longer, though, the Women's Battle Royal.
The first match, you know. Like, Andre the Giant Battle Royal is usually, like, their dark match. And I think the Women's Battle Royal will kind of be, like, their first match. Or it'll be, you know, just like the Andre the Giant Memorial, kind of be, like, a dark match. Because everyone still sees the pre-show. And I think that's what makes WrestleMania just so much longer. It's because the pre-show has matches, too. So then you have, like, from 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock full of wrestling.
And I can see, like, Andre, what I'm about to say about Andre. I'm saying Andre John, I was saying, I think it should be someone from the past also, like Hogan, like, as a participant trying to win it.
Yeah, he can definitely try. I think the newer guys will, like, try to, like, you know, bombard him and I'll take him out.
Right. And I know that also, even though WWE is on bad terms with some of their wrestlers that's trying to sue them in the past, like the role, I think Legion of Doom, Animal, I think Demolition, the Road Warriors,
mm-hmm.
or King Kong Bundy, and they all have ties to Andre the Giant, basically.
Yeah. You know, people come, you know, there's always a reason why people are brought back. And, you know, there's all, you know, it depends on how big of, you know, how big, unfortunately, is how big of a pop it'll bring to, you know, to the match, to WWE. So, you know,
right.
It has to be someone, and it has to be a person that people are going to remember. Like,
right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, you're going to know him by, like, the glass shatter and immediate everyone like on their feet cheering, whether you know you liked them back in the Attitude Era or if you didn't. You know, it has to be someone people are going to remember just from like the theme music,
right?
You know, and to bring all these guys back, you know, they could if they wanted to, but probably not for like a battle royal, maybe for Royal Rumble, but for something that's like a pre-show that no one really like remembers, you know.
Right.
Maybe if like the main event or something, it'll be good.
Right. Yeah, if I know that it, some of the wrestlers don't, they want to have a more better payday than being on a pre-show. They'd rather be on the pay-per-view card.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them either. I would definitely try to be
right.
on the main card at the time.
Right. And I still remember when Austin Aries was for the wrestling for the Cruiserweight title, and he didn't like the pay that he got at WrestleMania because it was on a pre-show, and when everyone didn't fill up the seats yet, it was like mostly like half, it was half full and stuff.
Right.
And he didn't like the outcome of the finisher, so because he took a, it seemed like he took a downgrade from main eventer to cruiserweight, basically.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the issue, too, is that you go into, you know, such a huge industry and huge company like WWE, and you quick realize that you're in, you know, it's like a big, you know, a small fish in a big pond, you know what I mean? There's, you know, hundreds of other wrestlers that have been there, you know, longer, taller, they, you know, they're a favorite or whatever the case is, and you soon come to realize, you know, you kind of have to love it so much to continue being there. And, you know, I think
right.
that's, you know, when people realize once they're signed and once they get into WWE, you know, a lot of people don't like it and a lot of people do. You know,
right.
it has to be like your cup of tea, and how would you, you know, react to everything else that's around you? Do you adapt or do you still become, you know, that loner, that person that, you know, is not liking, you know, a certain thing that they're not doing with you or for you?
Right. That is true. And I noticed that also, that pro wrestling is now, especially WWE, is playing a part of in the politics game also.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very true. I'm one person that I do not do politics. I don't. Never been into politics. I just, you know, I do my thing. I get in, get out, and call it really a day. Never been into politics, into, you know, going back and forth. It's not really my thing. But wrestling is all about politics, and that's the unfortunate part. If you know how to politic, guaranteed you're going to go a lot of places. if he can't, it's unfortunate, you know, and then you stay kind of stuck in one area.
Right. And I was seeing all of this comparisons to the Attitude Era with Donald Trump doing and stuff, and I said that all this material he's saying SOB is bringing me, is Vince McMahon actually telling him what to say and stuff, and it's like he's using Austin material and stuff in his speeches and stuff.
Mhm.
And he seemed like he's portraying the Hill Vince McMahon of the Attitude Era.
I think that's funny.
Right. Even though Vince's wife is in the cabinet, also is they using this as pro wrestling as a thing to get the media to talk to talk about and stuff. They even showing videos of you know, of him attacking the CNN sign and stuff.
Yeah, I would believe it. You know, especially when you're in the spotlight, you do anything and everything for attention, you know, to create a chaos because your name is out there in every newspaper, you know, your name becomes prominent, becomes a household name, you know, so you do anything and everything to put your name out there, you know, and this, some people, it's not all people, but, you know, you have to pick and choose what you do in this world, and you have to make a choice. Everything's a choice. And if you choose to put your name out there in a negative way, then that's a choice. If you rather put your name out there in a positive way, then that's a choice. Do everyone will agree with it? Probably not. But that's just the liberal me talking. Again, I don't politic. I don't follow politics. You know, I just kind of go with my own flow.
Right. And that's what the wrestling business is about also, or any other, you know, any other occupational place.
Right.
And can you tell us about any upcoming shows or anything you want to plug for the viewers out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have an upcoming show. April 27th on a Friday is going to be in Ludlow. It's actually raising money. It is a charity show, so definitely you guys have to check it out. It's for Battlefront Pro Wrestling. It's a new upcoming, you know, promotion, and they do so many great things, and it's based out of Ludlow, Massachusetts. You guys have to definitely check it out, you know, if you're around the area. They're so amazing and such a great, you know, group of people to work with. And they put such a great product out. They do have a YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed to them, I would say do it. Battlefront Pro Wrestling. I'm actually wrestling on the 27th, so I'm super excited. And then I'm also will be at Test of Strength up in East Hartford, Connecticut, for Slick Wagner Brown on April 15th, so I'm excited for that as well. And there's so many upcoming shows that I'm booked for, too. I'm booked in another all-women show in Pennsylvania, and I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I'm just going off the top of my head. But so many good upcoming shows, guys. You have to, if you have not seen indie wrestling, I would say go out, venture out, see it, and if you like it, you like it, and then I hope you don't like it, so... You can always thank me later. But if you don't like it, then I'm sorry. You know, everyone has their own taste, but definitely check it out. So Test of Strength will be on Facebook Live on April 15th. So definitely you guys have to check that out, Facebook Live. I think it is TOS Wrestling 1. Don't quote me on it, but I think it is TOS Wrestling 1. So follow them, and then you can see me wrestle live on April 15th. And definitely follow Battlefront Wrestling on YouTube to see all the matches. So that'll be great, too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, check that out, definitely.
Yes, definitely check it out. You will not be upset because it will be great.
All right. Definitely. Definitely be on point, definitely. If y'all viewers can sit and watch those live WWE Mixed Tag Team Tournament, you can definitely see a better product of women's wrestling out there on Facebook. Yes, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio. I enjoyed having you as a guest.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. You know, anytime to talk about wrestling, I'm always excited. So, definitely an honor.
Awesome. And you can come back anytime to the show.
Yes, absolutely. Next time I'll be on time, I promise. Promise it'll be at 10 o'clock.
Yep. Show up anytime.
All right, perfect. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, and like my Facebook page. All the details and everything, you know. Any shows, if I'm going to be in New York soon, if I'm going to be in Jersey, follow all my social media. You guys will find me there. And then, you know, let me know.
Awesome. Everyone, definitely check that out. And Tequila, you definitely have a good night.
You too. Thank you for having me again. I hope you have a good night and enjoy tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right. Perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was women's wrestler and the queen of divas wrestling also in the Northeast, Tequila Rose. Yes, if you like this show, and you definitely do, you can check out this interview on Facebook page, fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment. Or at blogtalkradio.com / Wrestling It Factor Radio for this interview and other archives as well. For Wayne Benitez, I'm signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless that be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who
fly as I am. Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.